Daniel Norris was going to join us last hour. The phone connection wasn't great. He's been kind enough to take two on us, and we have him on the line. Daniel, can you hear me?
Yeah, here.
Welcome to Tim and Sid. Daniel, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
You're having quite the year down there at various levels. And I'm not going to claim to have seen every one of your starts, but your numbers kind of speak for themselves here. So for those who aren't up to speed on how you are just destroying human beings in the minors, let me just throw some of the stats out here. 23 starts, ERA of 2.22, 148 strikeouts to 36 walks. Why are you so good?
I don't know. I've just been working really hard, my whole life I've worked hard. But I think when you get close to something and you can kind of taste it, it just makes you even more hungry to get there. So it's just, I've been really locked into a good routine this year thus far. And so just the main idea is just staying there with that.
The promotion to AAA specifically and your two starts in Buffalo is what has a lot of people very excited and kind of scared at your potential with 17 strikeouts through your first 9 innings of work at AAA. Do you expect when you keep moving up in organizations like this, like, do you think it's going to get harder and then it just doesn't? Like, what's your mentality every time you've been moved up?
Well, yeah, I mean, every time I've been moved up, I've expected it to, be just a little bit better baseball, and sure enough, it has been. I mean, it is better baseball. I can see it, and I definitely see it while I'm pitching and playing. But with that, I know that I have to continue to get better, and I have to be better throughout the game. And so it's been a nice challenge to just go out there and say, okay, this is better competition, so I have to be even better than I was at the previous level or even my previous start. So that's kind of the mentality I take into each start.
I mean, I know numbers don't show everything. Daniel Norris of the Jays here on Tim and Sid. I know numbers don't show everything, but you say you have to get better and improve. I'm just curious right now, considering you're on the cusp of probably getting a call next month, what do you need to get better at this level?
I think my command could be better. I've really tried to limit my walks, and that is, you're controlling the baseball, you're controlling the strike zone. But the difference between command and control is throwing strikes versus throwing quality strikes. And I mean, I've done a lot better with commanding the ball than I ever have this year. But there's always room for improvement, whether it's even an inch, And so that's been my main focus, is just, location of the ball and just throwing every pitch with conviction. My past 3 starts, I haven't shaken off my catcher just because first of all, two great catchers behind the plate and you can trust them. But for me, it's like no matter what finger he puts down, which pitch he calls, I should be able to get the guy out with execution of any of my 4 pitches. And so you have to have confidence in yourself, confidence in your stuff, and confidence in your catcher. Just to trust your stuff and go right after guys and execute the quality pitch.
You mentioned shaking off the catcher. Is that something maybe a little earlier on in your minor league experience you were doing a bit more, or am I reading too much into that?
No, yeah, sure. I mean, and even this year at times when I've gotten into trouble, it's just say I give up a hit on my heater, and it's at some point this year I give up a hit on my heater, and then it's like I start second guessing him, like, oh, I need to go to off speed and throw my changeup, and then I do that, and they're hanging off of it, and then you just get in trouble when you start, shaking too much. And even if it was a broken bat single on a heater, it's like you want to just throw something different because they just got hit on it. But there's no point in that. That's when you just got to trust your stuff and be just a little bit better with that pitch.
Daniel Norris, right now in AAA Buffalo. But he'll probably not be there in 10 minutes' time here on Tim and Sid. Daniel, I mean, I don't know what you've been told in terms of what teams were maybe asking for Alex July 31st, but the feeling Alex gave a lot of the media here on and off the record is there was about the same 6 guys everyone's asking for, whether they be a roster player now or one of the prospects. And the feeling is your name basically came up in 2 out of every 3 conversations. How does that make you feel?
I mean, that's... No, that's a great thing. You always wanna, you know, have people interested in you, for sure. You know, there's no doubt in that. But I'm really excited to still be a Blue Jay. I'd love to be just a homegrown player. You know, there's guys that took a chance on me, gave me an opportunity, and it's like, you know, I wanna stick here. I love the organization, everything from the front office to the developmental staff. Like, it's just everything I feel, you know, talking with buddies from other organizations, I just think everything here is just better, the way you're treated. And the passion that the coaches have is unbelievable. I feel as a coach, you go through so many players a year or even in a couple of years' time or your career as a coach, and it's like, you know, it would be easy to just kind of go through the motions, but I've never ran into that. It seems like every coach is passionate about helping you get better, and, you know, that's huge. I mean, it really is, especially if each player, you see how much time and effort they put into, you know, to helping you progress as a ball player, whether you're a position player or a pitcher. And it's really encouraging to see that because, you know, you have those guys, they have your back, and so that's good.
Pleasure to be joined by Daniel Norris of the Toronto Blue Jays, who, again, if you're just tuning us in the minors so far this year, Daniel, who's a lefty, has struck out 148 guys at various levels and walked 36. So it seems like you're close. Daniel, have you been told either way if you are going to be coming up when the rosters expand? Has that been discussed? What's the status on that?
No, I haven't heard anything. For me, right now my main focus is tomorrow, my next start. You know, I've got to be prepared for that and just get ready for my next start. I think, you know, whatever happens in the next few weeks is whatever it's meant to be. And, you know, I can only control what I can control. And like I said, that's tomorrow. I'm not really worrying about it. I'm not trying not to think about it. It's, you know, everything's good. For right now, I'm a Buffalo Bob. We're trying to get into the playoffs, so.
Daniel Norris here on Tim and Sid. There's a lot of lefties right now, Daniel, in the major leagues who are destroying people and doing it at historic levels. Who do you look up to right now in the majors? Like, who's the lefty you look at and say, I want to be that one day?
Well, I mean, I think along with any other left-handed pitcher you've asked, it's Clayton Kershaw. Yeah. I mean, you watch the guy, his entire career is just absolutely, it's pure domination, and it's fun to watch. He's on the field is unbelievable. Just the way he attacks hitters, the stuff he possesses and all that. But off the field, he's someone you can look up to just in the aspect of he does it the right way. He's just a good person from what you can see from the outside looking in. I'm also in the same agency as him, so I've had a chance to talk to him before. And he's just a great person and definitely someone that's worth looking up to. But, yeah, on the field, I mean, you watch the guy. From fastball command to his slider and curveball, I mean, he's second to none, and he just attacks guys with.
Are you hoping one day to add that 12-6 curveball that he has? If you don't already feel like you have it,
I'm sorry.
If you already feel like you don't have it, like that's the pitch, isn't it? Like, I mean, the Kershaw's got location. He can change his speeds up. He does a lot of things well. When that hook comes out on a batter, it's almost criminal, isn't it?
Yeah, and it is. It's something, you know, something we're always working on just to, you know, get that extra bite to it and everything. So, yeah.
Daniel Norris here on Tim and Sid. Daniel, final question before we let you go. We appreciate the time. I understand looking at your Twitter feed, you were having phone issues, and you were having an issue that a lot of people, regardless of what they do in life, sometimes come in contact with. You have broken your screen, yet somehow your phone is still functioning. Walk us through the day-to-day of this, and what is the next move in terms of getting a new phone for you, Daniel Norris?
Well, I got this phone last spring training, and literally the first week I got it, I dropped it from, like, I was sitting down, and I dropped it from a foot, and I picked it up, and the entire screen was just shattered. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And so, like, a week went by, and I had it, and
well, that same phone that we're complaining about is now crapping out on us. There you go.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Daniel. I got you. Go ahead.
But, yeah, and so I went to go get the screen fixed, and they're like, yeah, it's going to be $200 to fix the screen. I was like, okay, no thanks, I'll just deal with it. And so I've been dealing with the screen for almost 2 years. I'm only a couple months from an upgrade, so I'm just kind of going to wait it out, and then hopefully I can get a new phone, you know. But it's just, I don't really notice it anymore. I'm pretty used to it, but, like, all my friends are like, dude, your screen is, like, how can you even use that? I'm just like, I don't know.
Because one day I'm signing a $30 million contract, bud. That's why. I'll get a new phone on my own terms. I'll wait the 2 months now. That's what you tell him, Daniel. That's what you tell him.
Yeah.
But what is it about the phone? Like, I can't, like, I Minecraft, I went on vacation a couple of weeks ago, and the first day of my vacation, my phone broke. And I felt like someone had cut off one of my legs. Like, what is it about this phone that this is not healthy how dependent we are on phones.
That's the thing. I mean, like, and also, like, my phone won't charge. If I'm using it, I can't charge it, so I have to charge it every night. So my phone will die, like, you know, at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So it's been nice, though, because it's like I'm not on it, so I can just kind of enjoy the simple things in life.
Yeah, just chill out.
So it's kind of like a blessing in disguise, but sometimes it kind of sucks because my mom's like, you know, you got to text me back, and
well, listen, Daniel, I'll make a plea for you right now, because we do work at Rogers. The kid struck out 148 guys in the minors. Can we get him an upgrade 2 months earlier? I'm asking anyone in this building to help out Daniel Norris with his new phone. I'm sure somebody with an earshot of my voice can help you out. So there, Daniel, I've made an appeal. It's all I can do.
Hopefully
they send you a phone that is completely functional and doesn't, and you can charge and talk on at the same time, and then life will be easier.
How nice would that be? Right?
Listen, Daniel, we appreciate the time. All the best to you in your start tomorrow, and who knows? We might be seeing you around these parts next month. Take care, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I appreciate it.